Rhys Tatum commanded a company of 200 Marines during the Vietnam War.
I decided when I was a senior in high school I wanted to be an officer in the Marine Corps. I didn't want to be in business. I didn't want to be in government. That's what I wanted to do. So then my college years were really designed to be preparation for going into the Marine Corps as a career. So I did that, and I was pretty successful at getting a regular commission right out of the chute. That sort of launched me in a way that set me up for the next 20 or 30 years going forward.
After his last combat tour, Rhys was a Marine instructor, newly married, and living in San Diego.
I really want to start a family, and going back to Vietnam it would be better to just stay where I lived in San Diego, where I could serve and do the things I liked and be around family. So that's what I did. So that sort of backed me into the chain restaurant business. I got a job to do something temporarily until I found a career. I spent 25 plus years in the chain restaurant industry doing many different kinds of things. That's what brought me to Jacksonville. I came here in 1987. And I spent 12 years with a company as a district or regional manager. As a result of a change of ownership, myself and everybody else at my level found themselves seeking a new career.
Rhys didn't think anyone would hire him at the pay grade he'd achieved, so he started a recruiting business that specialized in construction and home building. He was very successful until the real estate collapse in 2006, but by that time, Rhys had other worries.
I had this residual effect, apparently from Agent Orange, from my time in Vietnam, where I'd had a heart attack at age 55. I'd stayed pretty healthy for a long time after that, but then started receding into heart failure, which became advanced or end-stage heart failure. Got referred to Shands Hospital, where, hoping for the possibility of a heart transplant, found out there was something called an LVAD, a left ventricular assist device. I ended up getting implanted in September of 2010, and it really started my life all over again.
The LVAD is best known as being implanted in former Vice President Dick Cheney, but it's not well known at all. Changing that has become Rhys Tatum's new mission.
I probably had a few months to live at the most when this procedure took place. I've been frankly disappointed how doctors, cardiologists fail to be aware of what an LVAD can represent. A lot of lives could be saved that aren't being saved, or at least prolonged.
And prolonging Rhys's life had one immeasurable benefit. He's a grandfather.
When I had my procedure, I had one grandchild and he was 1 year old. Had I succumbed to heart failure, he would have never known who I am. Now I have a soon-to-be 6-year-old grandson, a soon-to-be 5-year-old grandson, and a 2.5-year-old granddaughter who know me and I get to spend time with. There's a cycle of life involved there.
At age 75, Rhys describes his life as in overtime. He and his grandchildren are enjoying bonus coverage.
Every day is a gift. That's what people in my situation think. Really, that's what everybody should think.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.